happening in the Seattle real estate market and the slowdown. Seattle has been arguably one of the hottest housing markets in America, with home prices rising annually by double digits, fueled by huge demand. There is, however, one outside force that is starting to throw a slowdown on the Seattle market, and that's our Chinese buyers. The Pacific Northwest city has been one of the greatest beneficiaries of the recent wave of Chinese buyers in the U.S. real estate. Both Chinese investors and families hoping to send their kids to American universities have fueled demand for housing in Seattle, which has long enjoyed a strong Asian culture. Now, in just the last 2 years, the demand increased dramatically. In 2016, nearby Canada City, Vancouver had a 25% tax on international home buyers, an effort to cool its own heating house market. Chinese investors who have been strong in the market simply moved south of the border to escape the tax and came right over here to our Seattle market. Now, also, the Chinese yuan recent fall in value against the U.S. dollar has made housing more expensive for Chinese buyers. The decline in the currency is not the only problem, but the increasing restrictions on getting money out of China is a bigger issue. Adding to that, the trade war between the U.S. and China is slowing things down. Now, Chinese families looking to buy homes for their children in this area have dried up significantly in the past 6 to 10 months. Seattle housing has been cooling because of that. The number of homes for sale in King County, where Seattle resides, shot up 47% in May compared to 1 year ago, according to the Northwest Multiple Listing Service. Pending home sales, which represent signed contracts, dropped 9%. Despite the increase in the supply of Seattle homes for sale, inventory is still incredibly low, and the increase in inventory means that we are getting into a more balanced market. This is actually great news for everyone. A balanced market is what we all want because it's sustainable. So the Seattle housing market has benefited extremely from region's largest employer, Amazon. While there was concern earlier in the year that the local head tax on employers would cause a hiring slowdown, the tax was quickly repealed after enormous pressure from Amazon. Now, the e-commerce giant, however, did report its first decline in its numbers of employees since 2009. After strong hiring throughout the first half of 2017, job postings for open positions at Amazon headquarters dropped sharply last December, according to the report from the Seattle Times. Now, Amazon is also planning to open a second headquarters, commonly called HQ2. Although it has yet announced the location, it currently employs more than 40,000 workers at its Seattle headquarters, according to the quarterly filings. Hiring shifts in Amazon in the housing market would certainly have an impact in our local housing market, but the Seattle area has many strong companies stationed here: Microsoft, Expedia, Zillow, AT&T, and T-Mobile, to just list a few. On top of this, we have many companies that have satellite offices in Seattle, like Apple, eBay, Facebook, GoDaddy, Uber, YouTube is just a list of very few of them. So our employment is strong and will continue to be so in the Seattle market. So I don't think that we're at risk of a major drop in the real estate market. We're definitely going to see an adjustment in the market again. Bringing us more to a balanced market is going to be good for our economy and good for buyers and for sellers. So coming up next in the Money Hour, credit repair. Again, if you're trying to get a job and you think your credit score might prevent you from getting that employment position, stay tuned. We have Joseph Kidworth with K-Law Kidworth Group and Associates right here on 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.